This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today in the JPR studios is Angelica Garcia, whose new record just out. The debut is called Medicine for Birds. Information is online at angelicagarcia.net. Hello. Welcome to JPR.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to meet you. You've brought an entire band in here. Who all is with you?
Yes. Yes. Here they are in their glory.
On drums?
Andrew Sisk over here on drums.
And back in the corner on bass.
Then I have Andrew Carper. And then here on keys is Corey Axt.
And these are guys that have been with you for a while now, right?
Yeah. Actually, not very, very long.
Well, considering the overall scope of you as a professional musician is only a few years.
That's true.
It's not like they've been road warriors for the last decade.
No, it's funny. Like, they were all friends. And then I moved to Richmond and met them all at this open mic. And so we've only been friends for about a year and a half now, and we've been playing with each other for about, like, maybe like 6 months, cool. I would say.
Let's go back in time a little bit, because you went to a performing arts high school, right? Like, most people know of them from Fame, the TV show, right? That was the one that became famous. But you were at a performing arts high school, right?
Yeah.
What was the curriculum like? How did it balance regular academics and performances?
It was a very tough balance as a teenager, just like having, I really had to have my planner just always super tight. And it started 8 a.m. like a lot of other schools. And the thing is, we did all of our academics in the morning, and then right at like 1 o'clock, we had lunch. And then after lunch, it was just 4 more hours of music. Or theater or whatever you're doing. But I was a music student. So we had like sometimes that 4 hour period was a couple classes, and sometimes it was all one class. Like, for example, like I had concert choir one day, and that was concert choir half music theory. And then I had all jazz voice on another day.
Oh, wow.
So it was crazy.
So you got to study all different kinds of music.
Yeah, it was. But it was a very, it was a kind of like a high stress environment, but in a good way. You know, it really got us into shape. And we constantly had that whole thing where it was like, can we get out of our rehearsal a little early because we have a paper due. It's like, I don't care if you have a paper due, you're gonna have to be here till 11. And you know, so that was always the hardest thing about going to school there, was the academic teachers were like, I don't care if you have a concert, you have to write your paper. And yeah. I don't care if you have to write your paper.
You had a lot of music at home too, right? It wasn't just at high school.
Yeah, I did. Nothing, no kind of like official training at home, but my mother was a vocalist for many years. She sang ranchera music when I was a little kid with my aunt and my uncle. And then I guess I kind of just picked up on it, always having it around in my family. And then actually when I was about 5 years old, my mom got married to my stepdad. And my stepdad is an old like music industry vet guy who one day decided to be a Episcopal priest, and that's how I ended up in Virginia.
Yeah, so. I want to touch on that story because it's obviously like the big bolded in your bio. Like, that's the interesting piece of this. But prior to him making that choice, though, like, he was a producer, or what was his role? A&R?
He did some A&R, but he was also like he was also an artist manager for several years. So he actually managed kind of like a more country artist, like a Holly Dunn and Dwight Yoakam, okay, and some with Los Lobos. And eventually, I guess, when he kind of was like going up the tiers and everything, he just realized that he had had enough of the industry itself and wanted to help people. And that's part of what you do as an artist manager. You know, you're helping the artist. And I guess maybe that's what it was. He was more on the artist side than he was on the...
So did your curiosity lead you to his music collection, or were you just exposed because he was listening to things?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think as a little kid, you know, I as any 10-year-old girl, I was like super into Britney Spears and like all this Madonna stuff that my mom had. And then my dad was like, okay, I'm going to buy this Britney Spears CD, but only if you listen to this Willie Nelson CD with me for a little bit. And we're going to just memorize these words, just this part. You don't have to like it, but let's just listen to it. And, you know, I didn't understand anything at first, but then I realized, like, hey, not everything has to be, like, super perfect and, like, dancey. You know, yeah. There can be different genres that really speak to you, you know?
Well, on behalf of music fans, can I just say thank you, Dad?
Thanks
for doing that.
My dad, yes. Yeah.
Angelica Garcia is my guest today live on JPR. She's here with her full band. The new record is called Medicine for Birds. Information is at angelicagarcia.net. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
I think first we're going to do a song called The Devil Can Get In. And it's kind of a little nod to facing your fears in times of trial and not letting them get to you. So this is the Go Boldly anthem, if you will.
Angelica Garcia, live on JPR.
Don't you ever say his name, baby.
That is The Devil Can Get In. It's Angelica Garcia live today on JPR. A tune from her debut record just out called Medicine for Birds. AngelicaGarcia.net is the web address. Okay, so you relocate from Los Angeles to rural where?
Eastern Shore of Virginia. Yeah.
And this was due to your dad making a significant life change.
Yeah.
Right? Entering the priesthood.
Yes.
And you went along, and how did you find life there as opposed to Los Angeles?
It was, to be honest, it was very difficult when I first got there. I was, 17, fresh graduated from high school.
How many people in this town?
To me, it felt like less than 10, although I'm sure there were some people in the trees somewhere or something, but I definitely like less than 500.
Whoa, wow.
Front street, back street, and cross street. Seriously.
Wow.
And my dad loves it because he was a back street boy, so he got to live out his dream.
So maybe the answer to this is obvious. You poured yourself into your music, but is that what you did with all of your time when you weren't in school or whatever?
I mean, honestly, that is kind of what I felt like I had to do in my soul, because there weren't really any other people my age, first of all, because it's a very popular place for people coming down from Philadelphia and New York City to come retire, because it's very tranquil and beautiful and calming. So the strange thing is, like, kind of like the medium age is about 60, I would say. So, like, there weren't really many other people that were my age. And I everyone was so sweet to me, of course. But it's still, like, I've had trouble relating to people, because even the people that were my age were, like, I don't know, they'd go hunting and stuff. And here I am from, like, East LA. Like, don't, like, I'm scared of guns. So... I don't know. I coming from a music school, musical background, like, I love music. I love playing it. And I just kind of started scratching the surface of songwriting because I had been in a band in high school. And I guess this was a really good point for me, because I said, well, here, let me develop my stuff. Let me see what I like, and not having to worry about other people's opinions and, I don't know, like, sounding cool or whatever. Like, I could just sit there in my room and pick along and find things that I liked and some things that I didn't.
Well, you have certainly managed to end up sounding like Angelica Garcia.
Well, thanks, God. I'd try.
I mean, it's an incredibly interesting collection of music, and it's unique as well, because you can point to a lot of different things in it, but singularly, cool. It's you.
Thanks. I mean, I guess I've always loved, ever since, my dad really scratched the surface, and then from that point on, like, once I got that bug in me, like, the floodgates kind of opened, and then I veered off and I found my own things that I liked that even my dad doesn't quite understand, like Bjork. He's like, what is this? And I was like, Dad, it's sick. And so, the truth is, I love so many genres, and I listen to a lot of stuff, and sometimes I guess as a listener it could be a little confusing, like, well, like, that song came out of this person that wrote this song too, but I don't know. It's just kind of whatever the inspiration takes me to at that moment.
Well, let's hear another one. Angelica Garcia is my guest today live on JPR. What's next?
This is a song called Bridge on Fire.
Baby, like a moth in them with the light, watch it beam. yeah, that's what he gets for tricking the girl. A little bridge could never stop.
That is Angelica Garcia live today on JPR. Her debut record just out is called Medicine for Birds, angelicagarcia.net. That record, by the way, out on Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. Nice. So the demos for this songs that ended up on this record are a couple of years old, right? They were things that you were working on yourself at home.
Yeah.
On like a portable recording unit, GarageBand and stuff?
Yeah, so this is all done through my little laptop, singing through the Skype microphone, you know. If you want echo, you got to go stand down the hallway or, you know, like...
in the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom's a good one, too. It's funny, like, hearing, like, it's almost kind of silly, like, when I go back and I listen to the old recordings and I can hear the dog barking in the background or the cricket that wouldn't stop. And but yeah, that's that. Some of these songs even go back to when I was like I think there's like one that I wrote when I was or started writing when I was like 18.
Really?
So it's been kind of a long process. I'm 23 now, and the record finished when I was 20.
Wow.
So
it's been a while. So you're in this town of admittedly not very many people. Are there many gigs? Are there opportunities for you to perform in front of others, or were you literally just making music in your bedroom?
I mean, a couple times I played in front of like three people at a coffee shop, but I was mainly in my room, like yowling and whatnot.
So how do the demos land in the hands and ears of a scout for Warner?
Well, that was actually something that kind of happened before I moved away. And I was still 17, and I was playing in a band in high school. And as it turns out, this is actually this part of my life. Like, my dad was diagnosed with cancer for the second time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he's cancer-free now, so that's the good news.
Good.
But at the time, we didn't know that. And one of his old colleagues from the music business, who he hadn't talked to in years, reached out to him and said, "Hey, I heard that you've been diagnosed. Like, I'm so sorry. I'd want to catch up with you. I haven't seen you in a while. Like, let's talk." And my dad goes like, "Well, I would love to see you too. Actually, my daughter's having a show this Friday. You should come, and then you could see her too, because you haven't seen her since she was a little kid." And he came, and he loved my high school band and was like, "Wow, this is amazing." Well, eventually, fast forward, like, everybody kind of disbanded, went to college. The guys went to college, but then I ended up moving to Virginia, and he said he still wanted to work with me. So it was kind of a long de facto development process, but in a way that's a great thing because it really gave me time to sit there and write and figure out what I liked, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of, like, do these little demos on my laptop and then send them to him, and he was like, and he was great. His name is Julian, and he was just such a champion of my development in songwriting. And he was always like, "Yeah, just keep writing, keep writing." And then eventually those demos are what landed me a chance to actually do a showcase for the label. And here we are.
And the songs have changed rather dramatically. You got connected with none other than Charlie Peacock to produce this record, who has worked with the Civil Wars and has also put out some amazing music of his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of transformation did you see as a young woman who had birthed these things kind of really by yourself,
right,
now in the hands of a guy who's been making music for decades?
Yeah, I loved working with Charlie. And part of the reason why he was my choice is because I felt that since I was so used to doing things like the rough and tumble way, that I kind of didn't really know any other way. And here you have Charlie that has not only, you know, state-of-the-art equipment, but also just an address book full of so many amazing session players in Nashville and all this stuff, that there was no way I could have possibly done that on my own. So it was nice. It was almost kind of like a yin-yang kind of a thing, us working together.
Do the songs all feel grown up now?
They do feel grown up. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just excited to see them keep evolving too, you know, because It's been some time since then, but even just like having these guys, like, I didn't have my band when I was working with Charlie. So these arrangements are relatively new too, considering the time frame of everything. So I don't know. I'm excited to see things just because we, like, I did them one way back in the beginning, and Charlie even did them one way with me, doesn't mean that they stopped changing and they stopped being interesting to me, you know.
So. Well, that all said, you're now going to kick out your bandmates because you're going to wrap up with something by yourself, right?
yeah.
What are you going to do?
No. I'm going to actually do some science, some vocal science for you here. This is a song called Pray.
Yeah.
That is Angelica Garcia. And Angelica Garcia a couple of times over on that tune. It's called Pray. It's a song from the new record called Medicine for Birds. AngelicaGarcia.net is the web address for more information. It's been a pleasure to have you in. It's nice to meet you. Congratulations on this new record.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks. We like Oregon. This is my first time here.
Angelica Garcia is my guest today, along with drummer Andrew Sisk, bassist Andrew Carper, and on keys, Corey Axt. The new record is Medicine for Birds. Information at AngelicaGarcia.net. Angelica, thanks again for coming by.
Hey, thanks.